very much looking forward to it.
That's Coach Steve Fisher. This is Fresno State. That might have been an easy one before the year. Now, this is not an easy one. Steve, back to you.
All right, thanks, Ted. We're going to step away from basketball here to talk about something important. Scripps Health and the Aztecs remind you to know your health score this season. What's your blood pressure? Keep it up and keep it in check. You can reduce your risk of heart attack by learning how at scripps.org/myscore. And joining me now is Dr. Frank Soufal. He's a neurosurgeon at Scripps Health. Welcome, doctor. And the Know Your Score partnership between Scripps and the Aztecs has focused on getting people to know their vital stats and scores to help them take control of their health by getting screenings and talking to a doctor. It's also put, I think, a special emphasis on prevention. And today we'd like to focus on stroke.
Thank you for having me here today. Stroke is a huge problem. It's the number four cause of death in the United States and a cause of major disability, permanent disability. Someone in the United States has a stroke every 45 seconds, so I just can't emphasize enough how critical a problem it is.
It's certainly an issue, I think, that impacts many people. So for some of us who don't know, how can you tell real quickly what actually causes a stroke?
Well, a stroke happens in two ways primarily. First, a clot can block off an important blood vessel supplying blood to the brain, and that can cause death in that part of the brain that is supplied by that vessel. That's what we call an ischemic stroke. But there's a second type of stroke as well, and that's when a blood vessel in the brain breaks and actually bleeds, and that's what we refer to as a hemorrhagic stroke. Both are critically important, and time is of the essence in treating them.
So what are some of the risk factors that all of us should be aware of?
You know, some of them are beyond our control. We can't control our genetics, our family history. We can't control our age. But there are primary risk factors that are within our control, specifically whether we smoke or not, whether we have a healthy diet, whether we have hypertension, or whether we have elevated cholesterol levels. Those are all factors within our control, and we can modify it.
So certainly risk factors, I think, are one thing, but what if someone is actually having a stroke? What are some of the symptoms to look out for, and what should you do if you have these symptoms?
Again, time is of the essence, so we have to recognize these symptoms quickly and react to them. Primarily, patients with a stroke can develop sudden onset of weakness or numbness on one side of their body, in their face, in their arm, torso, or leg. Alternatively, they could develop sudden difficulty speaking or comprehending spoken language. In addition, they can have problems with vision, blindness in one eye or both eyes potentially. Another common presentation is a sudden onset of a significant headache when someone doesn't have a history of headaches. Or finally, if someone develops sudden difficulty with balance and coordination or dizziness.
How about preventing a stroke? Is there anything we can do to prevent a stroke?
Yeah, we have to know our health score. We need to know whether we have elevated blood pressure or elevated cholesterol levels, and then seek out appropriate medical attention to be placed on medications that can curb and control those problems. In addition, we can modify our diet. Having a diet that is not rich in unsaturated fats is one way. Stopping smoking, exercising regularly, those are all critically important.
Now, I believe Scripps was recently recognized for stroke care. Is that something that is correct, and you can expand upon that?
That's very timely of you to bring this up. This is something we're extremely proud of at Scripps. Scripps Memorial Hospital in La Jolla has just been designated as a comprehensive stroke center, one of 16 in the United States. What that means is that we have advanced treatments that allow us to rapidly correct and sometimes reverse a stroke in progress. And this is based on having a team approach with skilled emergency physicians, neurologists specializing in stroke, interventional neuroradiologists, and neurosurgeons.
Well, certainly comforting to know that we have this level of quality care right here in our neighborhood, in our backyard. To learn more about it, knowing your health score and staying healthy by preventing things such as stroke, visit www.scripps.org/myscore. Dr. Soufal, you've shared some very useful information with us this afternoon. We thank you so much for coming by, and enjoy that game.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Soufal, everyone, from Scripps Health. We thank him for joining us. And, of course, you got to know your score there. Scripps Health is, of course, today's game sponsor. And hopefully with their sponsorship, the Aztecs will get a big win over the Bulldogs. They need it as we start second half play here in the Mountain West Conference. When we continue here on the Cox pregame show, we'll share our Toyota keys to the game. You're listening to Aztec Basketball from Learfield Sports on News Radio 600 KOGO and 101.5 KGB.
Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram.